next piece, and then we'll go into Masna Mashkas Vatar, which is the Tesis. We'll do the Tesis and Ksuba stuff, and then Vava Maralis. Okay, but meantime, let's just finish up the next piece, which I don't think should take too long. All right. Hold on a second. All right, somebody take it. Moni Masnison, right? You got it?
I Rabbi Nasan Masnison Katani Ratza Uvraisa Lo Katani Ratza.
So what did the Bryce say?
The Bryce said that
Masana, right?
Where is that? Oh, right, Shtus Kanana. Right. So the Gemara is calling that Ratza?
No, so that's not Ratza.
That's Lo Ratza.
That's Rabbi Nasan. Right?
Why is that low rata?
Totally in his rata or not. It's not that if it's rata,
okay,
it's kana or or
right.
You don't need his rata. Meaning to say that it's always kana or mazana, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that says only if it's rata. But if it's not rata, it's dibul metach.
Okay, so it can't be Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Masnisin Katani Lokeh, Bryas Katani Mocher. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
So it can't be Rabbi Nasan. So it's got to be Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That holds a what? That it's Ratzah. Is there any Rashi on this? Bryas of Yehuda Nasi, yeah. So, just give me one second here. Right, but the Bryce says, yeah, the Bryce is before, right?
Yeah, it's on the bottom of Nunama Base.
Bottom of Nunama Base. Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer Yad Mocher Al Yona. Ratz Omer Tainli Michi O Tainli Masho Nisani.
Yeah, no, Pachs Mishtus, Nitin Mekach, Yes, Arshtus, Pachl Mekach, Shtus, Kanamazon, Adir, Rebnosen. Vidanas Yama Yad Mochal O Yona. Rhodes Alma O Temi Mekhi. O Temi Moshani Sani. Okay, so therefore Rabbi Yudanas maintains that he could do either or. But over here it says Mocha, and what does it say over here?
Here it says
Lokeh. Well, it says
Nishin
Asana, I guess, right?
Nishut El Yadav.
Me shoot lo 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 lo
lo lo
Yeah. So why should Rabbi Yehuda Nasi hold only Mocha? Gemara was satisfied with that pshat. But the Gemara says it's not going to fit into the Mishnah. But the pshat per se, in terms of Svara, is okay. That only by the Mocha do you say Yadol Al Yona, but by the Lokeach, we don't say that. We say Kano Mahzano.
Right, how does that make sense?
Okay, why?
Good.
But yesterday. Namely, that really I would say Karno Marzano, but since the Mocha has the additional disadvantage of want, of losing the commodity, and becoming, and putting it into Mammon, which is a loss, so he is entitled to the schus of Bittul Mekach. And he can get back his commodity. So in Svara, it's good that the Mocha is entitled to retrieve his commodity because he's going from a state of a commodity to a state of Mammon, which is considered a loss, is considered a kind of a loss. So therefore he has a right to say Bittul Mekach, but the Lokeach can't do it.
Didn't the Gemara reject? No.
It rejected it before, yeah, but now it's bringing it back.
So it's good enough for the Havamina?
No, it's good enough for Rabbi Donasi. No one wants to say that there's only on by Mocher.
Right.
So now, but not by Lokeach.
Right.
That the Gemara rejects and says that it's not that just that the Torah protects the Mocher, it protects the one that has a loss, and Lokeach has a loss too. So in that sense, it rejects it. But it doesn't reject the idea. And now the idea could be used in a way which makes sense. That really Ono exists for both of them. But since the Mocha is going from a state of commodity to a state of Mammon, which is a disadvantage, so he has a right to say Bittul Mekach, which Lokeach doesn't have. But it's not saying that there's no Ono by Lokeach. There's Ono by both of them. However, the Schus Bittul Mekach will be applied to the Mocha alone. That's what the Gemara's Avamin is.
Okay.
It's good.
Ona zo eini yoda mishna.
Yep.
The Rebbe didn't know. Who taught it? Okay. Rabba Amar leolam Rabbi Nasan hi. V'tani nami bebraisa ratza.
So he wants to say that what?
That really it's Rabbi Nasan. And
Rabbi Nasan, there's no real position of Rabbi Nasan. He's wiping out the position of Rabbi Nasan. He's saying there's only the position of Rabbi Nasi, of Ratzah.
And what's the Machol guess?
So what are they arguing on? The Rav Nasan maintains that Ratzah will work on both of them. Correct?
How do you know it means both?
Because what the Rav Nasan say?
Both. He'll
say
both, and the other one
will
just
say both.
He'll say both.
So he's saying only the Mocha. Rav Nasan is maintaining both. He's inserting in Rav Nasan Rata.
How does he read that in the Braisa? It says specifically Shtus, Kona, Machzer.
Kona, or Machzer, or no. So he puts Rata into the Kona, Machzer, or no. So if it's not, so it's Yodoh or Yona in both cases. And Rav Yehuda Nasi maintains only Mocha. If It's a totally different machlokas.
Right.
It's a totally different machlokas. Yeah, so the machlokas would be, like we were saying before, that Rabbi Yehuda maintains that since the mocha is at a loss because of his transaction converts his commodity into cash, so therefore he has the, only he has this horse. Only he has Yadol Aliona. But Rabbi Nosson maintains that the one that was Nisana, Misha Hutalov, is Yadol Aliona. That the Nisana has Yadol Aliona. And not only the Mocha. So it's a completely different machlokes. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's machlokas is palatable. You know, it's the same story as before. You differentiate between the mocher, because the mocher is out of, and you give him a special schus of a schus of bitla mekach. Or do I say no, that they both have the schus? Because the Nisana, the fact that you're Nisana, gives you that schus.
Right.
Nisana gives you that. Go ahead.
You can choose.
Yeah. Rava Amar, Olam Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi. My Deshayer B'mas Nisin Kam B'farish B'braisa. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi. In the Mishnah. So the Mishnah teaches the case of Lokeach. So what wasn't taught in the Mishnah, he teaches the Mocher and the Braisa.
And the Mishnah teaches you
Lokeach, because it says Tainli Ma'osai O Tainli Masho Nisani. So that's Rashi points out that's a situation in Nisana Lokeach. So the Mishnah is teaching the din in
correct,
the case
correct.
Where Nisana Lokeach. So the Braisa picks up and says, the din is also true when Nisana Mocher.
Right.
So doesn't that imply, Rabbi, that the Shita beforehand was learning Mechlokas was by Lokeach?
Tololov. Which seems to be both.
Right.
But the case is a case of the Lokeach.
Right.
So that is strange. So that's where the Braisa comes to correct it.
Because you would have said it's Dafka Lokeach?
Yeah, because since he gave the example of the Lokeach, so that makes the Mishnah strange. So in order to remove the strangeness from the Mishnah, the Braisa came along to smooth it out. That's what I meant.
Uh-huh.
And she just gave that case, but it really means Mishahutlala, literally. But I guess because of the Lashon of Mishnah was strange, the Braisa came to smooth out.
But it's saying that there's a svar to say that only by the Lokeach would you have Yad Al Yonah.
Is there a svar? Did the Gemara mean that there was a svar like that? That's your question.
Right.
Or
clarify.
I don't know. But the Gemara simply meant that there is no svar like that. But the Lashon on Mishnah is Nagungam. The Bryce has to be Mefarish. I would say that it doesn't mean there's a Svar. It doesn't mean there's a Svar, but it means the Lashon HaMishnah is Mashma like that. So the Lashon is not smooth. So the Mishnah is not a smooth Mishnah. So the Bryce came to straighten it out. He shouldn't think that that the lokeach only is yodo yana. Because there's no svara for that. So you might think that that the Mishnah is saying that, and you'll be searching for a svara. So the Braisa came along to tell you not to do that because the Lashon HaMishnah is not smooth. That's what I think it means.
Because you're saying
that Braisa doesn't let that materialize, prevents that side from materializing. So in reality, there never was a svara, and there is no svara. But the Lashon HaMishnah is not smooth. So in order that you shouldn't think that there is a svara, the price is mafaris. In order that you shouldn't think there's a sheet like that. Lends itself to that interpretation which the Braisa corrects.
Amar Rav Ashi, Dekanami, Diktani, Echad HaLokeach, Echad HaMocher, Mufarish Le LeLokeach, Shema Mina, Shiure Shiure LeMocher, Shema Mina. So the Mishnah starts out Echad Mocher v'Echad Lokeach, and then the Mishnah only ends off with the Lokeach. What happened to the din of the Mocher?
Because there's Mishnah Lulav.
Right. So it must be that there's also a din of the Mocher, and it's spoken about in the Braisa.
Right. That makes sense. Shiur Shai v'Lomocher. That's in line with what we're saying.
Right.
Okay, Shmamina. Okay, so that's basically it. Now the Gemara is going to go into Masna Mashikos Batara. So that, I'm telling you, we'll prepare for tomorrow because we have the we'll do the Tesis and Ksuba stuff and then Vava Mar Aleph.
You want to start with that Tosis Rabbi or start here?
Was that? I think. Well, the Gemara is over. So we'll take it up over there. It's an important sugya. I don't want to let that sugya go.
It comes up all over.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It's a good grizz on it.
I see. Take off the tape. I just want to go over.